Hey, this is Chris Brown. This episode is brought to you by Vanderblumen, the search group who helps churches and ministries build great teams through their innovative pastor search and church staffing process. Visit Vanderblumen.com for more information. That's Vander, BLOEMEN.com.
Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, folks, and welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Got a question for you. Do you have enough money for retirement? What do you think? Do you or don't you? Maybe it's obvious. Maybe you're wondering, what is that number? Hey, what do I need to have to retire? We're going to be talking about that all day today. It's going to be fun. And today, we're actually not taking your calls. We normally say we're taking your calls. We're not today. But if you want to leave a voicemail, you can. 866-357-3283. And may give you a call back and maybe schedule you for a later broadcast. Of course, you can email in as well. ChrisBrownOnAir@stewardship.com. So we're talking all about retirement. And if you're going to be talking about retirement in any environment, you need to include the one and only Chris Hogan. He is America's voice on retirement. And so we're excited to have him today. And many of you already know Chris Hogan. I'm going to kind of build up the anticipation because he's known for his voice. So he's not going to talk for a couple minutes. So when he comes out, I'm just going to prepare you. You might want to pull over, but his voice is pretty powerful. But he's been on our show several times, a popular guest, and he's back with us today. Chris Hogan's a dynamic and sought-after speaker on the topic of retirement and also personal finance, also leadership. His book, Retire Inspired, released this past January and was the number one best-selling book. So pretty cool stuff. Now, Chris had a number one best-selling book this year, Retire Inspired, and now he has a brand new podcast that continues to spread the message of making progress instead of excuses when it comes to retirement. When I asked you that question, did you have enough for retirement? You might have automatically went to excuses. Well, he wants to punch excuses in the face. That's what he does. So in the Retire Inspired podcast, Chris unpacks topics like saving, investing, budgeting, building wealth, and everything else you need to win with your money. Not just today, but for your future. I'm not sure how you're listening in today, but I know you are going to be encouraged. So I welcome the one and only Chris Hogan. We really appreciate you giving us your time today.
Well, thank you, my friend. Wow. I need to take you with me everywhere, and you can introduce.
There you go.
That is fantastic. Listen, my friend, it is an honor to be on this show with you and what you're doing for people out there. I congratulate you on what you're doing. Keep up the good work, my friend.
Well, thank you. So you've got this new podcast. I have listened to it. It was awesome, and I'm not going to spill the beans on why it was awesome because we're going to talk about it throughout the show, but it totally took me by surprise. How are you enjoying it so far?
I'm having a blast. I mean, as you know, our producers are incredible. You know, you've got Bob, I've got David. It's great to work with good people, you know. The thing that excites me about it, Chris, is that it's an extension of the conversation that's going on with the book.
Yeah.
All of us have kids or family members we care about. We have things we want to do for our community. You know, you and I have talked about wanting to empower and do some things for some charities. Everybody has those goals. I want to show people how to do it.
Yeah.
It's not enough just to talk about it. We have to be about it. And that's having real goals and making real sacrifices.
Yeah, I know. I really enjoyed it. And again, every couple minutes, I was taken by surprise because you shifted another way. And I know you did that on purpose, but yes. It's funny to, I know that you've got a lot of time invested in the format, a lot of time invested in the thinking through what will people be thinking as they're listening. And you can totally tell you took me on a journey and then you'd shift it just when I was feeling just enough tension and a little bit of conviction. And then you go lighthearted.
Yeah.
And then you come back and you hit me in the teeth. Yeah. And then you come back. Like, it was just awesome.
Well, and again, you know, really the goal of this is to reach people and keep them connected. We're in a fast moving world now.
Yeah.
You know, and people want to consume that, whether they're, you know, like your show, whether they're exercising, driving, or whatever it is. And I want it to be a fresh kind of perspective to this topic that can seem stale.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to bring energy, keep people engaged so I can teach them a few things.
Yeah. Well, you and I are doing similar things that way, is trying to make retirement not feel stale, make
That's
it
right.
feel vibrant, and stewardship the same way.
Yes.
Because they're major spiritual, not only responsibilities, but privileges.
Ooh.
To be able to leave an inheritance to the next generation.
Yes, sir.
God allows us the ability to do that. I wanted to get your take on something. A new research study was done right here at Ramsey Solutions that shows that 18% of millennials expect a pension to provide retirement income, and only 20% are confident that Social Security will still be available. I know you got a comment on this.
I do. I think, Chris, to be honest with you, to have 18% think they're going to get a pension, what I think is some of that is a miseducation.
Yeah.
I think they saw the word pension and maybe they were thinking 401k.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm going to tell you, the days of pensions are gone.
Yep.
I mean, now for your audience, I don't want to assume anything, but a pension is, you remember back in the good old days where you would work and a company would put money away for you. You didn't have to worry with it, right? And when you hit your 30-year mark or whatever it is, you had a set amount being paid to you each month. That was a pension. And those things all went away as we got into the 80s. And it kind of shifted to now a 401k or a 403b, mm-hmm. which means those are just company-provided retirement plans.
Yeah.
Which means if you don't put money away, you won't have any to spend. And so I've got to help millennials kind of be aware of this thing. Not pension, but think 401k.
Yeah, I wonder how many things out there are we confused about, and we don't know what we don't know. And that's what I love about your podcast, that let's say you've read the book, and 6 months down the road, and you're kind of confused, mm-hmm. can't find the book, that this is going to be on demand right there to give them education so that they're making good decisions.
Absolutely. And that's what I want people to do.
Yeah.
I think with the right kind of information, you can make better decisions.
Yeah.
You know, because somebody told me recently, they're like, Chris, well, I can't. And I go, oh, well, hold on now. Now, that got me riled up, Brown. You know me, too. Like, I'm normally all calm.
Yeah,
right. But they told me they can't. Yeah. And I thought, oh, no. Uh-uh. Yeah, no. There's a difference. There's a difference between can't and won't. Mm-hmm. Right? Won't means you're just choosing not to. But don't limit yourself. Don't say you can't. We serve a mighty God.
Yeah.
How can you say you can't? And so that kind of that mind shift, even for my own self, keeps me aware of understanding, am I striving to get better or am I just staying the same?
That's so good.
You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
Hey, when I was an executive pastor, I used Vander Blumen's search group to help me find church leaders to join our church. As the leading search firm for churches and faith-based organizations, Vander Blumen prayerfully comes alongside your team to guide you through the search process and bring you great candidates that fit your church's needs. And actually, they connected Dave Ramsey with me. Because of their ministry, I am able now to serve and use my passions to spread the message of stewardship to the local church. Visit VanderBlumen.com for more information. That's Vander, BLOEMEN.com. All right. Well, if you are just joining us, we are talking with Chris Hogan, America's Voice on Retirement, and you're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. You know, you said something on the podcast. I don't even know if you said it on purpose or not, if it just came off the cuff, but you said it's hard to get traction when your feet are popped up.
Yes.
That's pretty amazing stuff. Again, folks, if it's hard to get traction when your feet are propped up, think about that. We're trying to have results without doing anything, right?
And that's called being disillusioned, right? You've heard me say a few times, I stole this from Herm Edwards, one of the NFL coaches. Uh-huh. He would say, a dream without a plan is called a wish.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, we're good at dreaming sometimes, and now we got a plan, and you and I know we need to add the big G in there. And you need to have your Lord and Savior involved in that situation. And then we got to move forward. Mm-hmm. And I think we have to start doing. It's not enough for us to sit back and just identify issues. Let's be a part of the solution. Everybody sees the problems. Let's be part of the solution. And that's what you're doing with stewardship. And that's what I'm attempting to do with retirement.
I love it. Very cool. Well, in the podcast, you're answering listener questions and spotlighting how other people are winning in the retirement space for encouragement standpoint, and keeping people motivated along the way, of course. But you did something that I thought was very interesting. In the first episode, you give a personal halftime speech, which, of course, with your voice and your demeanor and your mindset, is very inspiring. But you were giving these – I got to the tail end of it. It was about the last 6 or 7 minutes. And you gave these, I think it was two in that first episode, one for a female, one for a male. I think one was Scott. I think his name was Scott. You gave a halftime speech. Tell us a little bit about it.
Okay. So one of the things we wanted to do with this podcast was have fun with my voice. You know, people say they could listen to me read a phone book. My God, that sounds boring. That's not good at all.
Folks, a phone book is this thing that they used to have years ago.
Oh, but yeah, people have said they could listen to me read a phone book, and that just sounds terrible. Terribly boring. So what we wanted to do was give people an opportunity to send in a halftime speech. Now, you and I played sports. You know, at halftime, you go in and you regroup, right? You got to get refocused. And you typically have a coach that's getting you charged up.
Yeah.
So what we told people to do was send in the halftime speech you wanted me to give you.
Yeah.
Okay. So they would send in the words they wanted me to tell them.
Yeah.
And so in my voice, in my coaching kind of persona, I would give them a halftime speech for their life. And so they would send that to me at podcast@chrishogan360.com, and I would give them the speech. And it was a lot of fun.
That is so cool. I was actually proud of the speeches they wrote.
They did a great job.
Those were so good.
Those were really good. And you could hear the emotion in them.
Yeah.
That they were literally wanting someone to remind them that it's not over. And I like that because so many of us have fallen short or made mistakes, and we think that our future has to be defined by that mistake.
Yeah.
No, your future is defined about what you do from this day forward.
Yep.
And that's an opportunity. So it's a lot of fun to do, but I know the heart and the spirit behind it.
Yeah. So folks, you know, on this show, I try to point you towards the best resource. This is a great free resource for you, brought to you by, obviously, Chris Hogan, and brought to you by Ramsey Solutions. To subscribe, here's what you do. You go to chrishogan360.com and click podcast. Pretty simple. chrishogan360.com and click podcast, or you can just go to iTunes and search Chris Hogan or Retire Inspired. Actually, those of you listening on the podcast right now, you can actually just go to, you know, listen to my podcast, obviously, and you can just say related podcasts, and it'll list everything from Ramsey Solutions right there. And so we've made it pretty easy on you. Well, folks, if you're looking to sell your home, did you know the real estate agent that you choose has the power to make or break your home sale? I mean, they can ruin it in a second, or they can make you thousands. So that decision of who you choose to represent you is a big deal. I know there are hundreds of agents right there where you live. So the question is, how do you know which one is the right one? Well, first, I recommend finding an agent with the heart of the teacher. And you can tell that right away. They're a salesman or a saleswoman, or they want to teach you something. They want to make sure they have 5 years of experience, and you want to make sure they close a minimum of 40 homes a year. That's why we created our Endorsed Local Provider Program. All of our real estate ELPs are in the top 5% of agents nationwide. So if you're looking for a top agent that you know that you can trust with the sale of your largest financial asset, think about that. Make sure that you work with the very best. Just go to stewardship.com, click on Find an ELP to get connected with a top real estate agent in your area. And while you're there, be sure to download, we've kind of hooked you up with a copy of our free home seller's guide for step-by-step guidance on how to successfully sell your home stress-free and with confidence. So don't cheat yourself out of thousands of dollars when you sell your home. Go to stewardship.com and click on Find an ELP to get started. Well, folks, we are in studio with the one and only Chris Hogan. We've talked about Retire Inspired and everything that he's doing. And okay, I got Chris Hogan. I got him for 25 minutes. How can I leverage his heart? And I just want the true stewardship community to hear the why behind everything you do. You go on these events. Every time I see it, you're on a media hit. You're either on CNN or CSNBC or you're all over the place. You're a very busy guy, but there's something that's fueling you. And I want our listeners to know about it.
Well, Chris, I have been the recipient of some great advice in my life. I've had the opportunity to have people that have poured into me, my parents, my grandparents, uncles, coaches, friends. And inside of me, I know that I'm where I'm at now because of those people, the prayers of people. And so for me, it's one of those things where I feel an obligation to try to be that kind of source for other people. That obligation makes me restless. That obligation makes me feel, I'm extremely grateful. And you've heard me say it's hard to be hateful when you're grateful.
Yes.
And so for me, that gratitude means I've got to make sure I've got the right attitude, and that I'm doing the right kinds of things. And so trying to go out, whether I'm doing an event or I'm at a church or whatever it is, I'm just trying to speak positive words to people. Yeah. I'm trying to give them. My life mission is real simple. It's the three E's. I want to educate, empower, and equip. And those three things are something that I know ultimately that I have to go where the people are.
Yeah.
I've got to make sure that I'm pushing myself, and I've got to make sure that I understand who's provided this opportunity for me. You know, people tell me all the time, well, Chris, you helped save my life or change my life. And I'm thinking, no. Let's not even get that confused, right? I gave you some information. You did the change.
Yeah.
And so that kind of awareness is absolutely important for me to stay focused on what I'm trying to accomplish. My most recent speaking gig, I had a little man come up to me, and he was telling me, he goes, you know, I don't have anything for retirement, but you've helped me to see that I need to make some changes for my kid's sake. And the look in his face, you could tell he was focused. This was not lip service. He meant this. And I had said something from the stage. He said that I reminded them, everyone there, that you don't have to be a victim of your past, but you have to grow forward. And growth means you're pushing yourself and you're getting some information. And I tell you, Chris, if I traveled all the way to that state for that one man,
wow,
then it was worth it. Because the look on his face, it was literally, and you've experienced this as you travel and speak, it's like people are hearing it for the first time.
Yeah.
And I think we can think that adults and strong, you and I are big guys, people don't understand. When they send you a kind word telling you that your show helped them, and they're thanking you, they don't understand the deposit that makes into your spirit. And when they give me kind words, it's a deposit. So let's understand that nobody's too big or too good for a kind word. Nobody's too big or too good to get helped.
Yeah.
What I want to do is be a helper, right? I want to be the source that's encouraging people to think different and get them to be willing to try, Chris. That's all I want people to do is just give it some thought. Going back to what I said about can't and won't. You see, once you've got information, once you understand truth, now you've got to make a decision.
Yep.
You can look at truth and say, you know, I see that, but I'm not going to do it, right? Not that you can't. You're choosing not to. And I want more people to make a choice. This topic of retirement is personal to me because even as a former banker and a person that's dealt with money, when I sat down about 4 years ago to look at things for me and my family, you know, I've got three boys. They're 12, 10, and 9, and they're busy. But they're also part of my legacy.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to make sure I had things in order, right? Because life happens. A good friend of mine, he's 48 years old, was recently diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's. And another friend passed away in an automobile accident. And these things, all these activities made me want to make sure that I got things in order, yeah, right? Because when life happens, I want my family protected.
Yeah.
And so that's what caused this retirement journey and looking at it. And I'm going to be honest with you. Walking through some of this stuff, I was fearful. Like I was scared. Mm-hmm. Am I doing the right things? Is it the right time? I mean, all these things started popping into my head, and I deal with money. And so I started to think of all the people that I've coached, the people that I've seen at these speaking engagements that don't deal with money.
Yeah.
How must they feel? How do they feel? Who do they turn to? And so literally the goal of the book was to kind of be that coaching session with people right where they are.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want them to feel a barrier to getting information. And, you know, people, I would love for your listeners to hear me say this. There is nothing wrong with asking for help.
Yep.
Like, please don't do that. Please don't let this society make you think that if you ask for help, that's a sign of weakness. I think it's the opposite. When you ask for help, that's a sign of strength,
yep,
especially when you're getting help for the people you love the most. So whether it's an ELP that you talk about, right, or it's sitting down with someone that has information you don't have, do yourself a favor and get that information. And I think when you do that, you give yourself an advantage. So for me, it's one of those that I'm grateful for the support that I've gotten along the way. I understand the obligation of me giving that support in the future. And I just want to help as many people as I can. One of the greatest things for me in my mind from a legacy standpoint is that one day, years after I'm long and gone, that somebody will run into one of the Hogan boys and they say, your daddy helped me.
Wow.
Like if somebody will see one of my boys and say, your daddy pushed me, he cared, he helped me, that is a legacy that's worth having.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Mostly pushing, folks. It's mostly the pushing. He definitely is definitely a coach. You guys can hear the coach in him, for sure, but also the passion and the care. As you talk to people and you're pushing and challenging and helping and encouraging, equipping and empowering, doing all these things for people, can you tell in somebody's eyes on whether they're going to win with money or not? Can you tell if they've got the focus? Can you tell if they've got the drive, if they've got the resolve?
Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. And I say that because a lot of times, Chris, and you and I have seen this, shame, guilt, and cynicism are the three things that can get in the way of people getting better with money. And although you're giving them truth, information that they need, they may be at a point that they want it. Being ashamed of things in their past is keeping their exterior from matching their interior. And so typically, if I have a conversation with someone, I can get a feel. I can get a pretty good feel. But here's the thing that I figured out. I used to get irritated with this because I wanted people just to get it.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds a lot like us as Christians, right? We just want people to get it, and then we forget how long it took for us to get it back in the day. Okay, yeah.
Preach it,
I just stepped on my own toe right there. But it's one of those things where understanding it's not my job to make sure people get there. It's not my job to see them win. It's my job to deliver the truth, like to bring the information and to be ready to help them if they need help. Good. And so when I saw that and understood it, then I understand my job is just to plant the seeds.
Very good.
You know, and so when people, you know, the good thing about the truth that we give people is that even if they're not ready in June, July, August, they can come back to that truth in October, November, December.
Yeah.
Because truth is truth.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we obviously get a lot of retirement questions on this show, and we try to field as many as possible. We're not retirement heavy on this show just because we know that the research shows that the majority of them are actually not in that baby step. Hmm. So we don't handle a lot of them on the air. We do a lot of them off the air. But a lot of, we got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of questions that are kind of all in these files, and we're kind of looking through, you know, which section of the debt or the retirement or the giving or the budgeting. But most of the questions in retirement, I'm going to give you some rapid fire.
Okay.
You can give me some good 15, 30-second answers. But these are some of the most frequent questions, and I figured most of our listeners are asking these things. First and foremost, I'm at baby step four. I'm about to be at baby step four, which is the investing part. Where do I invest?
Well, I would tell you this. Investing is going to be based on your risk tolerance, your time, and your goals. So I would tell you, I want you to sit down with an endorsed local provider and have a conversation about your options so you can understand and you can pick things that fit for you. There's not a cookie cutter approach. And so I would encourage people to go sit down with an endorsed local provider. I know you talk about those on your show and have that conversation so you can understand your options.
Okay. All right. Is there some basic themes throughout investing that you got to be careful? I've known diversification, something to talk about, tax advantages. Are there some of the things you think?
Well, and Chris, there's some $20 words in investing.
Diversification.
You know, oh my gosh. Doesn't that sound, that just sounds fancy, doesn't it? People, you know what it means? Diversification, spread it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Our grandparents used to tell us that.
Yeah.
So what that means is as you invest in things, make sure you have some variety and things are spread out, not everything all in one area because it's too risky.
Gotcha. Is it ever okay to take money out of retirement?
Yeah, when you're 59 and a half. when you're ready to kick back. I know where you're going with that, because he didn't let me see these questions, you all. This guy's tough. But listen, no, you want your emergency fund to be your emergency fund.
Yeah.
You want baby step 3B, if you're saving up for a house, to be the house down payment. But when you save in a 401k or 403b, you don't want to touch that money. Let that money sit there, because it's growing for you. And you want to make sure that you're able to provide for yourself and your family in the future.
I start off this broadcast with, how do you know whether you have enough in retirement? How does somebody know they have enough?
Well, I think this has been a question a lot of people have asked. And I've tried to help people kind of understand where they are. And so I developed the RIQ, the Retire Inspired Quotient, which is a free tool at my website, chrishogan360.com, where you plug in some dollar amounts. How much per month do you want to live on? I know you talk all the time about budgeting, you know, and so plug in into how many years you want to retire, what you have put away, and it'll give you some ballpark numbers. The RIQ tool will help you with that. But another thing you can do is sit down with an endorsed local provider and begin to understand and walk through it.
Very cool. Well, folks, I try to bring to you the best resources out there in your stewardship journey. Obviously, Chris Hogan is bringing you lots of free resources, the podcast and the RIQ, his website. And we really appreciate you giving us your time today.
Absolutely, my friend. Thank you for having me, buddy.
Yeah, always a pleasure.
Sir.
Well, folks, don't forget to visit stewardship.com and click on Find an ELP to get started with a real estate agent in your area. Whether you're talking about retirement, buying or selling a home, no matter what's going on in your journey, we're hoping to provide for you resources. We're called Ramsey Solutions, and we'd love to provide solutions for your stewardship journey. We are honored that you tuned in. Until next time, let's continue to manage God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory.